Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumos Daf Samech Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting in the second line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Mu'amma Rabbi Yochanan, Sofek Medumo Potor Minachal. We have a din, the Medumo, which means you have a Trumo that mixed up in Chulin, so you don't have to give Chal from it. We learned earlier in the Masechta. Now what happens if it's a Sofek Medumo? I'm not sure if there's a mix show over here. So the din is, you're still Potor Minachal, but, as the Gemara explains, that's only when you're not allowed to eat it because of the Sofek Medumo. And that's the next line of the Gemara. Sofek Dimur Hanechol. If you have Sofek Medumo, but you're still allowed to eat it. We had a case like this in our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, we had that when you have Truma that maybe fell into Chulin, not sure. And then it fell into somewhere else. The next fall, you're allowed to eat. So that means it's Medumo, it's a Sofek Medumo, but you're allowed to eat it. The other example is a classic example. Of Truma that fell to 100 of Chulin. It's Botel, you're allowed to eat it. So when you have Medumo, which you're allowed to eat, and the way you read it, Sofek Dimua Nechal Mishum Dema, meaning you still can eat even though it has the Sofek of Dimua, Chayav Bechalo, it's Chayav Bechalo, then you do obligate to be Mafrish Chalo. Kedirz the Gemara Ochel Hachas Ben Hashniya Potio. So we saw in the Mishnah, then the case is that we have a Sofek. For example, you have a Truma that fell in one or two baskets, we don't know which one. So, if the first basket's fallen to somewhere else, I assume that that's not the Truma one, and you can eat where it fell into. If the second basket fell into somewhere else, you again assume that it's not the Truma. And only if both baskets fell into the same place, then you know the Truma's over here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan de Abiyudi, that cheat is Abiyudo. Meaning our Mishnah goes like Abiyudo and not like the one who argues with him, which is your Abiyasi. The Tanin and Damon, we learned over there, Im Nishalu Bevas Achas Tmei. We talk about two people, and you have two Shvilim. Two Shvilim, you have two pathways. One is Tar, one is Tmei. Now, two people went in each one and each in one path. We don't know which one went to which. We don't know which one is Tar, which one is Tmei. But you know that each person went in a different path. And you know that one of the paths are Tmei. So the din is like this. If they both people came together to Beizin, and they said, is one of us Tomei? Tomei, then you assume Sofek, each one of them is Sofek Tomei. If they come one after each other, they're Tar. Rabbi Yisrael says, in both cases, they're Tomei. So the Gemara explains, what does it mean? Pamen and Kamin, what are we talking about? If they both literally came to Beizin, of course everybody will agree, it's Tomei. They're both in Beizin, you're judging both together. You can't come and say that there's no Tuma. It's clearly Tuma over here. I just don't know which one, so they're both Sofek Tomei. If each one comes on its own, so each one, when he comes, it's a Sofek, and because it's Rishus HaRabim, I don't know where it is, so therefore, each one comes saying, I'm assuming you probably went in the Shvil Tar, and your friend went in the Shvil Tomei. So that, there's no Machlekes. Says the Gemara of Sofek Tesu Beis, Elakina and Kaimin, what we're talking about, Bevali Shoel Olov Val Chavir. We're talking about someone comes to Beizin. And he says, you know, I went in Shvil A, my friend went in Shvil B, what's our loch in both of us? So Beis Din may judge him on his own, or may judge both together. Rabbi says, we'll deal with you only. We'll deal with your friend when he comes to in front of us. Rabbi says, it's as if they came to ask together. In other words, the fact that he's coming to ask him on his own and on his friend, it's considered to be they both came to Beis Din together. And here by us, it's like two came together. Because what's going on is, we have Truma that fell into one of two baskets. And then we know that basket A fell into place A. And basket B fell into place B. So the question is right now, when I'm dealing with the two places, which one has the Truma? We're basically dealing both together. It's not like a person came to us. Basically, you're dealing or doing a judgment on both together. So therefore, that depends on Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbeisi. Rabbi Yehuda says, though, even when you're dealing with both together, as long as they're not both in front of us, I can dissect, I can divide it, and deal with one, and then the other. So here, basically, deal with one location, then one location. Rabbeisi says, when they're talking about both, like in our case, they're both being discussed in Beizin, you can differentiate, and therefore, for sure, there's Truma over here. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mazora Achar Sashniyo, so we learned. If you plant something which is a Sofek, you have your Truma that fell into one basket, I don't know which one, I took the basket and I planted it. Usually when you plant Truma, whatever grows is Truma. But here I'm not sure, so whatever grows is not Truma. You plant the second one, so again, the same thing, because you're not sure if that's a truma. You planted both together, so then for sure truma was planted over here, whenever it grows is also. Talk about that he planted the second basket before the first one was harvested. So they both planted together in the ground. So I can't say that I have here something which is not truma. I know for sure in the ground there's something which is truma. Now we're going to use here the Gyusa of Abchaim. In Kotzar, Es HaRishoyno, Achalozor Es HaShniya. But if he harvested the first one before he planted the second one, so I don't have in the ground both together. So then the din is, Ein Tol Shemichoper Mechubor Naso Hichiach. I don't say they both prove on each other there's for sure truma over here. But I say whatever's in the ground is only the second one. I assume it's okay as long as they're not together in the ground. So then we have the assumption that whatever we planted was not truma. Continues the Gemara of Chanino Tirtio B'Shem Avyanai. Potzo Shetrumo, an onion of Trumo, She'okroi, he took it out of the ground. V'shoslo, and he replanted it. Mekevan She'rob Be'alav HaChadosh Mutar. Once you have new growth over here that is greater in size than the original botzo, but the original onion, it's mutter, because you say it's botel b'roif. So Reb Chaim explains over here, we're not talking about just regular gidulei truma, truma that was planted. Because there are botel b'roif, whatever grows is truma, and even if the majority is not, it's still usur. But we talk about here gidulei gidulim. Gidulei gidulim means, one took truma and planted it. Whatever grew, he took that thing and he planted that as well. So you have a double planting. So there, Rabbi Yannai says the giduli gidulim are bottle on the roif. Hey, see, Rav Zeir asked, "Vatanim, we learned in our Mishnah, et shezorik kolim mutar, v'domashen zorik kolo asur." In our Mishnah, we conclude the Mishnah and said that if someone planted here a meduma, though I know for sure the truma is over here, meaning he planted both baskets together. So then, whatever grows, the thing is like this: if it's dovah shezorik kale, something that the original seed dissolves and it's not here anymore, it decomposes in the ground, it rots in the ground, like most grain. So then you say it's fine. Then we're not machmir and gedulim when it's a meduma, which is when it's a mixture. But dovah shein zarakale, but if the original plant, the original seed that went into the ground, that stays intact, so then we say that it's not botel and it's usur. So more now is medayek. Dovah shezarakale mutor, what's the case of dovah shezarakale? You put a seed in the ground, that seed rots, and there's nothing growing out. So then usually means that whatever grew is greater than the seed. That's how it works. You put a seed in the ground, whatever grows is much greater than the seed which is in the ground. And then I'm saying it's mutter. So when you compare it to Dovah Shein Zarakale, even if you have a majority of Chadosh, the same way when I'm saying that it's mutter, I'm talking about you have a majority of Chadosh. So also when I'm saying it's usur, Dovah Shezorah Eino Kole, that the original plant is still here, so even if you have a majority of new growth, it's still going to be usur. Meaning, we're talking here about an onion, and an onion is Dovah Shein Zarah Kale. So this should be usur. And the war goes on and says, Evzeir Kedarite, Evzeir goes L'shitase, Dovah Evzeir B'Shem Yonason, Batzo Shekili Akerim, when you have an onion of Kilayim, She'akroi V'shosloi, he removed it and he replanted it. Afilo oisif kamo, even though it grew a lot more, asur, it's still asur to eat. It's still kilayim. Shein giduli isur malim eseisur. When you have the original plant is asur, then even if it grows much more than the original plant, because it's coming from asur, it's asur. So agribzeir lishitasur, the same by kilayim you're saying. Something that grows from isur stays asur. Also by trumo, when you plant something which grows trumo, and it's Dovah Shein Zarah Kale, it doesn't have truma, even though you have a majority of not truma, it's not botel. And the Gemara stays with a question on Rabbi Yannai from the Diuk of the Mishnah. This is the end of the seventh parak of Maseches Trumas, Hadron L'Choichel Trumo, Hadron L'Choichel Trumo, and with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Samech Tes.